You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, the sins of Balaam. So how do we not get deceived by these religious leaders that try and teach us to go against what God says? Deuteronomy 12, verse 30. Take heed to yourself that you are not ensnared to follow them after they are destroyed from before you. And do not inquire after their gods, saying, how did these nations serve their gods? I also will do likewise. You shall not worship the Lord your God in that way. For every abomination to the Lord which he hates, they have done to their gods. For they burn even their sons and their daughters in the fire to their gods. Whatever I command you, be careful to observe it. You shall not add to it or take away from it. So if your religious teacher adds to God's word or takes away from some of God's word, tells you that part of it no longer has any meaning today or doesn't apply, he's a liar. He's doing the sins of Balaam. You can't add or take away. We have to believe God, not man. Proverbs 16:25 tells us there is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. The way of death is going against what God says. The last book of the Bible warns us to come out of Satan's system. In Revelation 18:4, it says, and I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, lest you share in her sins, and lest you receive of her plagues. For her sins have reached to heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities. It's all about sin. What is sin? 1 John 3:4. Sin is transgression of the law. Sin is doing something God says not to do. So we all have to make a choice. Joshua 24:14 tells us, now therefore fear the Lord, and serve him in sincerity and truth, and put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the river and in Egypt. Serve the Lord. And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the river, or the God of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So you have to make that choice also. So many people that listen to the station understand that the government is lying to us. The government is deceiving us. The government is evil right down to its core. Why can't you understand that the same thing is going on? Satan has deceived the religions, the denominations, the vast majority of the teachers. I don't call them seminaries. I kind of even, I'd automatically want to say something else. I do not call them seminaries. I call them cemeteries. People go there on fire for God, wanting to serve them, and they come out dead. Spiritually dead. Highly trained professional liars, yes, but spiritually dead. How do you know that they're spiritually dead? If they teach you to do something that is contrary to God's word, it is a sin. I don't care what they define some doctrinal, congregational, denominational transgression and call that sin. That can be a practice, a custom, but it is sin if you violate what God says and do something different. It's so simple. Start with the Ten Commandments. There's so much more, but most people listening don't even keep all 10 of the Ten Commandments. If you think you do, what about the fourth? Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.